Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I heard George Wendt had a wonderful memorial last night.
It was very nice at Second City. It was packed last night. Mostly his family and friends were there, which was really nice. Seems to me there was not a single person left in the Beverly neighborhood. Everybody was down in Old Town last night to honor George and to tell stories. They, showed old clips, not only from the days of when Norm was, George was on Cheers as Norm, but his early days on Second City stage, where he was absolutely hilarious. It was a really, really, really fun night. And some of his oldest buddies, who he started off with, were there with him last night, including John Belushi and the great Jim Belushi,
yes,
and the great Tim Kazurinsky.
Explain what George Wendt meant to you.
Oh, my God. I met him 52 years ago.
Is this the short guy? Are you a short guy? We're a little guy.
Jim Belushi, everybody.
How are you? You coming tonight?
Yeah. Well, eventually.
He's gonna be there for the whole
time. Oh, George Wendt. What a man. He was the man.
Explain. Tim was about to say what George Wendt meant.
Well, Jim, they went on the road together. They did plays together.
Okay.
George was a mentor to me. I started here, and George was like, he was the man. I mean, I was afraid to speak to him because he was so powerful. But he kind of led me and taught me. I mean, I use lessons that he gave me 40 years ago today.
Yeah, he was the master of comedy.
Yeah.
So deadpan. I mean, he never broke. He also did dramatic stuff. He did art, and I saw him do art in London.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's a great play. He was such an all-around amazing actor.
Yeah, he was on Broadway.
Yeah, he did. He was in Edna in Hairspray.
Yeah, he had so many different roles over the years, but we remember him best as Norm, of course. It was an evening that was just filled with one story after another of George growing up in the Beverly neighborhood. His wife, Bernadette, spoke about when they first met at Second City. Lots of old friends, classic Second City improv performers were all there last night. A really, really nice send-off for one of the greatest guys in the world.
He was a doozy, I'll tell you that. Some other sad news. Eric Dane, we watched him on Grey's Anatomy. He has been diagnosed with ALS and is now in a wheelchair. He is not looking good.
He's not. He's suffering the effects of ALS. What's interesting, though, he's continuing to work when he can, but he was just cast in a role playing an ALS patient for the NBC drama Brilliant Minds. That is going to be on the air on November the 24th. If anybody can bring a personal aspect to this, it's somebody who is dealing with it.
Yeah. I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's continuing to act.
I think it's great that he's continuing to work. And, he's trying to bring what it's like to live with ALS out into the public so people aren't scared of it. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, of course, is what it is. Was he McDreamy or was that somebody else?
I think he was. There was McSteamy, McDreamy. I can't keep them straight. I think so, yeah.
Were either of them cowboys?
No, they were not.
Okay.
I will never forget Michael J. Fox with his Parkinson's on Curb, where Larry accused him. Did you shake my soda on purpose? I mean, it was so funny. And it, I mean, really, not to laugh at it, but to just, you know, be aware of everyone is going through stuff.
It's sort of laughing with it, but also... It disarms it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, people are so uncomfortable when they learn that someone that they're talking to is living with some kind of chronic illness. And if the person themselves can crack a joke about it, it just makes the whole situation a lot more comfortable. It doesn't mean that it's any less serious. It just means that he's got a sense of humor about
it. Right. Right. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt for a week or so more. He's on vacation. We're in the midst of Dean's Entertainment Report. First of all, I want to clear up from listeners. Eric Dane was McSteamy and Patrick Dempsey was McDreamy.
That's right.
And a listener called, Dean, and was wondering if you ever found your keys. What's going on with your keys?
I lost my keys. I lost my keys to my desk on Sunday.
Your desk here?
Yeah, my desk there. So I couldn't get into any of the drawers where I have all the things I need to do my show.
Mm.
And I don't know about you. I am such a creature of habit. I can't. It was really hard for me to do the show with different headphones on. I know it sounds crazy without...
I get it.
I needed my cords to plug in my phone. I needed my stuff to do the show, and it threw me off completely, and I never did find the keys. I'm told that they're going to blow up the desk.
All right, well.
So, no, they told me that they're going to change the lock.
Oh.
Somebody absconded with my keys.
Good word.
I don't want to point any fingers, but...
Andy's here.
Andy, well...
Our desks are facing each other.
Andy's desk now is just opposite mine, yeah. So he is a likely candidate. One Mr. Bob Surratt conveniently is gone for the next several weeks.
I only have a locker. I don't even have a desk, so it wasn't me.
Consider yourself lucky.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you can't find your keys.
Yeah, very distressing.
John Mulaney is coming to Rick. I love him so much.
I do, too. And I'm so curious to see how this is going to work when he becomes the first comedian ever to perform at Wrigley Field. Can you imagine that? Andy, what's the capacity there? 40,000 something?
Yeah, for baseball, probably get about 40.
Yeah, so...
They'll probably build a little more probably there for them.
Yeah, I don't know what the configuration is going to be. Usually they put the stage out by the score board, put seating on the field, and, you know, fill up the stadium as much as they can. But he's doing stand-up comedy. It's not like, you know, it's going to be a big... Like Bruce Springsteen played there or Pink or, you know, Lady Gaga. It's going to be a comedian telling jokes on Saturday, July the 11th. We're bringing it up now because tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday morning at 10 o'clock. John is going to be joining us on the TV morning show today because he has got two ways to win free tickets to his Wrigley Field show, and he'll give us the exclusive details on that a little later on this morning.
He is so funny. He really is.
Chicago's very own.
Yes. Say, it'd be fun if I did. I just love his delivery. He is just something incredible.
I agree.
All right, and I just had Jeff Morrow on the air when I filled in for John Williams, and his show's been canceled. Am I the kiss of death?
Apparently. My desk, because I can't get in my desk since we've been talking.
Oh, boy.
Jeff loses his gig. I think this cancellation may have been something that was, planned anyway, but it's too bad because it's a really good food show. I enjoy The Kitchen on the Food Network. It's been on for 40 seasons.
Wow.
And a decade on the air, and they do interesting recipes. Jeff is hilarious on the show, but it will be ending, I believe they said the end of the year. It's going to say bye-bye, but I'm sad about it.
Oh, and finally, there's a petition out there to replace Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl halftime show.
I think everyone just needs to calm down about this whole thing. If you don't like Bad Bunny, don't watch.
Exactly.
Here's a crazy concept. Just don't watch it. But an ultra-conservative group is out to, you know, create some talk about this. And they have started a change.org petition campaign to replace Bad Bunny with, let me see. Oh, George Strait. Yeah, country star George Strait. So,
oh boy.
Those of you that want to continue fighting, enjoy yourselves.
All right. Well, you can find it. Just go look for it. Google it.
Yeah, I'm too upset about my desk keys to be worried about something like this.
Exactly. All right, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Have fun with John Mulaney. Awesome.